Empires for Germany and the British Empire in Yemen. The days of Britain's illegal colonial rule are over, most of the world still thinks that some countries are part of its long-defunct empire, and continue its mischievous policies of oppressing nations by channeling weapons to warmongers. Stay with us for an article by Jacob G. Hornberger, titled The British Empire in Yemen. The article appeared on the Global Research website. Stay with us. Over the holidays, I began watching a BBC series entitled The Last Post, which revolves around a contingent of British troops in the early 1960s, stationed in Aden, a port city in Yemen. Yemen is the Arab country which today is being bombarded to smithereens by Saudi Arabia and the United States. British troops were there as a remnant of the British Empire, which once controlled foreign lands over most of the globe, but which, mainly as a result of the Second World War, had been pretty much dismantled. British troops in Aden were able to have their families living with them. One of their favourite pastimes was enjoying the amenities of a beautiful seaside resort in the port city of Aden. But it was not all hunky-dory. Periodically, British patrols were being ambushed and killed by Yemenis, who also seized the son of a British officer and threatened to kill him if the British refused to release a Yemeni activist who had been arrested for killing British occupation troops. One British soldier innocently asked another, "Why do they want to kill us?" He really didn't know. The soldier to whom he addressed the question responded, "I just don't know." And they really didn't seem to know. After all, the British were bringing their schools, manners and culture to this Muslim land. Security too, in the form of British military police. Why would anyone want to kill people who were willing to travel so far away from their home country to make such big sacrifices for people in an overseas land? As I was watching the program, I wondered what the average American would say when he heard the exchange between those two soldiers. Would he recognize why they wanted to kill those British troops? Or would he be as clueless as the British soldiers? It was easy for me to see why they wanted to kill British troops, but of course I'm a libertarian. The Yemenis were saying to the British Empire, no matter how many benefits you might be bringing to this part of the world, our part of the world is none of your business. Get out of here. Go home. Leave Yemen to the Yemenis. What was happening to the British Empire in Aden is essentially what is happening to the United States today, all over the world. Ironically, that is something that many Americans just don't want to see. Of course, Americans don't like to think of their own country as an empire. After all, the United States was born in rebellion against an empire, the British Empire. Nonetheless, what was happening to the British Empire in Aden is what is happening today around the world to the United States. Foreigners are saying to the US government, what is happening over here in this part of the world is none of your business. Get out, go home, and leave us alone. One of the reasons that the Americans are unable to draw the parallels between Britain and the United States is that the US version of empire hasn't followed the British model. Instead of converting foreign lands into colonies, The US has followed the Soviet Union's model of empire that was established in Eastern Europe. It uses local proxies or puppets to serve as agents for the United States, just as the Soviets did in Eastern European countries. This has enabled the United States to maintain the facade of supporting so-called independent regimes in the countries it controls, which supposedly invite the US to maintain military bases in their countries. In fact, I wonder how many Americans know that the US government maintains a giant military base in Yemen today. In fact, I wonder how many Americans know that the US government maintains a giant military base in Yemen today. Indeed, I wonder how many Americans realize that the attack on USS Cole, which preceded the suspicious 11th of September 2001 attacks in New York, took place in Aden, which is a port city in Yemen. Today, the most popular mantra among the American people involves thanking US troops for protecting our rights and our freedoms, or in American churches asking for God's protection for those who are making the ultimate sacrifice in defense of our rights and freedoms. It means the questionable rights and freedoms of the American people at the expense of depriving other nations of their birthrights and freedoms. That mindset is undoubtedly one of the propaganda and indoctrination programs of the American people by the US government. I can't help but wonder if the British people ever believed that British troops in Aden were protecting their rights and freedoms. My hunch is that they didn't. After all, the Yemenis never desired to attack and invade England and conquer the country, which is the way they would take away the rights and freedoms of the British people. All that the Yemenis wanted was to end the British Empire's control over their part of the world. At the risk of belaboring the obvious, trying to win one's independence from the British Empire is not the same as threatening the rights and freedoms of British citizenry at home. Of course, it's no different with respect to the massive worldwide presence of US military troops and US military bases. No foreigner and no foreign country is threatening to invade the United States and take over the federal government, which is how someone would take away our rights and freedoms. Foreigners are killing American troops to resist the control, domination, and presence of US empire in faraway lands, just as Yemenis were doing against the British in Aden in the early 1960s. Indeed, that was also why the Vietnamese people were killing French troops in Vietnam in the 1950s. It was why Cubans and Filipinos were killing Spanish troops in Cuba and the Philippines in the late 1800s. No matter what benefits the Spanish, French, British or American officials think they were bringing to foreign lands with their troops, whether with their Christian missionary schools, security or other such things, people over there respond with, "Our problems are none of your business. Go home and leave us alone." Ironically, what inevitably ends up happening is that an overseas military empire ends up destroying one's own country, specifically in two ways. First, there is the massive ever-growing spending and debt that is needed to sustain the troops overseas, their bases and their overseas projects. That means higher taxes and increasing debasement of the currency. The end of this road is governmental bankruptcy, which means lower standards of living for the citizenry. And second, there is the ever-growing threat of retaliation, both abroad and here at home. That inevitably leads to ever-increasing measures to keep us safe here at home. As the empire clamps down on people overseas to overcome resistance, the threat of blowback increases, causing officials to expand their control at home, with measures like mass surveillance of the public, assaults on financial privacy, and travel restrictions. Empire abroad means destruction of liberty and privacy at home. Thus, the notion that the troops are defending our rights and our freedoms with their activities abroad is totally wrong-headed. In reality, it's the exact opposite. What the troops are doing abroad is, indirectly, bringing about the destruction of the rights and freedoms and economic well-being of the American people at the hands of their own government. The solution to all of this is clear. End the American experiment with the empire. Bring all US troops home and discharge them. Leave people in foreign lands free to resolve their own problems. Restore the American founding principles against empire and foreign interventionism. Restore a limited government republic to our land, the United States. Unleash the private sector to interact with the people of the world. Build a model of society of freedom here at home for the world to emulate.